25 minutes to nine. The Age and Sydney Morning Herald today lead with a story that the ABC chair, Justin Milne, close friend and former business colleague of Malcolm Turnbull, told Michelle Guthrie, our now departed managing director, to sack Emma Alberici over a story that the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, wasn't happy with. According to the report in the newspapers, an email they have obtained contains the following from our chairman, Justin Milne, to Michelle Guthrie. Quote, "They, the government, hate her. We are tarred with her brush. I think it's simple. Get rid of her. We need to save the ABC, not Emma. There is no guarantee they, the coalition, will lose the next election." A chairman trying to curry favour with his friend, the Prime Minister, and his political party, and prepared to have a journalist sacked in order to do so would be a massive overreach and abuse of power and cause for concern at every level of this organisation, or basically any organisation that pursues best practice in governance. At the very core of this is the journalism of our chief economics correspondent, Emma Alberici. She's currently in Europe and about to address a Women in Media conference, but we've tracked her down. Emma, thank you for taking our call. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
It seems, according to this email leak, that the chairman of the board instructed the now departed managing director to sack you over your reports. What's your response?
Well, first of all, it's worth saying we don't know the provenance of this, so we don't know 100% much about the truth or otherwise of it. I certainly didn't know about it before I saw it in the newspaper, as you did, and I haven't had any personal conversations with anyone at board level or indeed Michelle Guthrie, so I can't verify it. It's disappointing if it's true, obviously. You don't want your chairman to hold such a dim view of you and your journalism.
Were you aware of any of this going on behind the scenes?
No.
So as matters stand, it's disappointing that indeed the chairman may be undermining the independence of the ABC. What do you think should be the consequence?
Oh, look, that's not up to me to decide. Obviously, it's up to the board and I guess ultimately the government. But it does strike as odd and very disturbing if the other reports are true, that the minister was also somehow expressing a view about my continued employment. I just think it really undermines the independence of the ABC, and I think that's why we work there. Certainly why I work there. I've worked for commercial organisations in newspapers and in television over my 27-year career as a journalist. And I made a very deliberate career decision to work at the ABC, having left of my own volition commercial outfits, because I wanted to work for an independent news organisation that had no influence from anyone who we were going to be writing about. And it was something that was incredibly important to me when I came to the ABC in 2002.
And if indeed the independence of the reporting of the ABC is in any way compromised, then we may as well all just pack up shop and turn the transmitters off. Can we turn to the reports that seem to incur the wrath of both the Prime Minister and the Chairman of the Board, his good friend, both Malcolm Turnbull and his good friend, the Chairman of our Board, Justin Milne? What is it that so upset them?
Look, I wrote a story that everyone by now knows about corporate tax. In hindsight, it was always going to attract a lot of attention because obviously it was at a time when the government was wanting to reduce the rates for large corporations. I've always been, as you know, John, I've been, for most of my 27 years, I've been a business journalist. So I'm always interested in forensically analysing the economics and financial implications of policy at government level. of course, people know me from Late Line interrogating politicians, but generally I've more been interested in policy than in politics. And so I should have been more attuned to the fact that this was a highly charged time to be having a forensic look at the relationship between corporate tax and wages, which is what I set out to do, because I thought the government was being so emphatic in their insistence that if the corporate tax rate at the high end was dropped, that wages would rise accordingly or in lockstep, which is, of course, what the Reserve Bank is waiting for. They want to see a sustained and significant increase in people's wages, because consumer spending, household spending, is the biggest driver of GDP in an economy. So I was, you know, it was a story of immense interest as the chief economics correspondent. And obviously it had a very big political hue, also because of who I am and because my show had just been axed. So people wanted to see what I was going to be doing. I think people have been very perplexed that I don't have a program, but I didn't necessarily want a program. I just wanted to do great journalism, which is what I've always wanted to do.
It was a report, though, that was subjected to intense scrutiny and indeed much criticism, which I don't want to revisit for our purposes today. It's important to acknowledge all of that. But in fact, having revisited your report, I can't help but notice that one of the companies that you featured in that controversial report was the business, the software company MYOB. The chairman of our board is also the chairman of MYOB. Does this not give at least the appearance for him of a conflict of interest? Would it not be best practice for a board member, let alone the chairman, to stay away from generating pressure over a report about a business that he is also the chairman of the board of?
It's important to put this into a bit of context for those who didn't read the article. I'm sure there's many who didn't. And the story was about the fact that we'd had 3 years of information around the top Australian, sort of 2,000, about 1,900 and something or other companies that turn over more than $100 million. And under the former Labor government, they brought in an initiative called the Corporate Tax Transparency Reporting. So all companies turning over more than $100 million had to report what they paid in corporate tax, and also what their income was, and also what their taxable income was. And so once we had 3 years' worth of this data, I just chose to have a look at which companies, whether there was a pattern, whether certain companies hadn't paid for all 3 years. And this is all publicly available information. And I found, yes, MYOB was one of those companies that hadn't paid corporate tax, and they were listed in my article. Justin Milne is the chairman of that company as well as of the ABC. All I'll say, John, is I don't think someone should be making recommendations on something if they have a conflict of interest or at least have an appearance of a conflict of interest. Normally what is the case in business, certainly, is that people recuse themselves from a board meeting if there is even an appearance of a conflict of interest.
A number of things come to mind. First of all, to not declare a conflict of interest if there is the appearance of one is not best practice. Not to absent yourself from board deliberations is also not best practice. To put in writing your dissatisfaction with a report about a business that you chair is curious. There are so many aspects to this, so many aspects to it, that it demands some further investigation, I would have thought, of its own. Emma, we've put in calls this morning to various people at the top of the tree of the ABC, and I don't have a personal mobile number for Mr. Milne, but we've invited someone from that level of the ABC. We've invited them to come and speak to us or to respond. I sincerely hope there'll be an explanation, and I hope an adequate explanation later today, because otherwise, if we go down this slippery slope, we're not that different to Kazakhstan, really, are we?
Look, I'll let other people decide.
Well, I do
want to say, though, John, I do want to say that the reporting about my reporting has been appalling. And it's also been gender-based, which I've been very upset about. We don't have a lot of women writing economics in this country. We don't have a lot of economists who are female. And the fact that there have been articles written about me in a very gendered way is the thing that really upset me. I'm very happy to be put under scrutiny for my journalism. But when people write things that are about my gender, that upset me a lot. And you know, I think all around this episode, there's been, you know, a lot of misreporting, a lot of mud hurled that shouldn't have been. And if the board got involved in that, then there is a problem, and it's very upsetting.
I would much rather people talked about the ABC because we have exposed shocking abuse in aged care facilities with Four Corners. Mm. I would much rather people talked about the excellent work done holding people in power to account every night by Lee Sales. I would much rather people talked about the work we do engaging with young Australians on Triple J or through ABC for Kids on ABC Kids Channel and so on, the comedy that we have on Wednesday nights. I would much rather people talked about our content, our output and our excellent programming. Instead, we're talking about ourselves. Well, some will always criticise us for that, but these are issues, if they were in other organisations, I hope it's clear that we would have covered them in exactly the same way. Emma, all the best at your conference.
John, also, just one last thing. Recall that when my article was published, Malcolm Turnbull stood up on the floor of the Parliament and basically hurled abuse at me and my journalism. So, you know, I think there's... there was a lot that went on that was disturbing about this episode.
Emma, thank you indeed. Emma Alberici, Chief Economics Correspondent for the ABC, and for the record, Justin Milne, the chairman of our board, declined to speak to us this morning. We went through his advisors. The acting managing director, David Anderson, first day on the job, declined an invitation to appear on this program. I've also reached out to the director of news and current affairs, Gavin Morris, who has not responded. And also by way of declaration of interest, the newspapers report that there were three people's work that was the subject of scrutiny between Michelle Guthrie and the board. Those three people were Emma Alberici, also our chief political editor, Andrew Proben, and John Fain. I have no idea what that was, why that was. No one has ever told me why that might be the subject, or my work might be the subject of discussion between the managing director and the board. 12 minutes to 9.